free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you'd like. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features there for free. You get to control the content of the site, submit different things to the website. Others vote on whether they like or dislike them, and the most voted up, whether it be a news article, blog post, YouTube video, whatever, the most voted up makes it to the front page of the site. So go get interactive over at freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
And we continue taking your phone calls. Also, more thoughts coming up here in a bit on this news about the police, the Supreme Court basically justifying the police coming into your house any old time they damn well feel like it, without any sort of warrant. But first, we go to your phone calls and your thoughts. Let's talk to Greg, listening in. Oh, no, we're not talking to Greg. I see you dropped off the line. But David is listening to WZNG The Zinger in Tennessee. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight? By the way, you're our first caller from The Zinger, so welcome aboard.
Thank you. You know, I'm calling about your last caller. I have a criminal justice major degree, and I'm not a policeman now, but I've never seen a drug raid yet that did not involve finding a significant stash of weapons inside the house. These people will not hesitate to shoot a policeman.
Are you kidding me? There have been plenty of them. I mean, we've talked about a number of them. We were just talking about one the other night on the program where
Los Angeles County, and that's where I was from, okay? But my point really is, why would you not want the people who are sworn to protect and serve you, if they're going to err on the side of caution for their own safety? That's what this really boils down to. If you were ever in trouble and needed a cop, you'd want them to show up
probably
not alone and with weapons in hand.
I don't think that generally most people don't deal with situations where one needs a cop. Police officers are generally a cleanup crew. That you call them in when something's been stolen. They write a report. They give it to you. They generally never find whatever it is. If they do find it, it's destroyed. Or if there's some kind of violent situation, they come, they tag the bodies or whatever, and that's it. It's pretty rare that you're dealing with a situation where somebody, you know, needs the police, especially when the police are enforcing laws, you know, because of the laws that don't allow people to have weapons. I mean, if I have a weapon, then I'm not going to need the police nearly as often. So the same people that are supposedly protecting me are the ones that are disarming me, so I can't protect myself, right?
How are they disarming you?
They enforce the 20,000 gun laws in this nation.
Right. Right now, I live in the state of Iowa. January the 1st, the new laws took effect in Iowa. The county sheriff can only deny a concealed carry permit for two reasons. If he can prove mental instability, that means it's been documented by a medical facility, or if you're a felon.
Okay.
If you're not a felon and you have never been diagnosed with mental instability and you want a concealed carry permit, by Iowa law, he has to let you have it.
That's fabulous and for people in Iowa. What about people in Los Angeles?
What about New York City?
Well, I think the people in California and in New York should rally their state legislatures and get that passed.
They should beg their politicians to call their police dogs off of them instead of just being able to stand up for the rights of the Constitution supposedly.
Or instead of the police standing up for their instead of the police standing
right.
up for the rights.
I mean, if the cops are actually sworn to this Constitution, they'd go and they'd point their guns at the politicians and say, "Hey, quit passing these laws." Right? I mean, they're here to protect us, aren't they?
Yes. Are you telling me that they don't have to follow due process to come into your home?
Supreme Court ruling today, that is all they have to do is smell marijuana smoke to be able to come into your house. And I don't know how you could say that cop didn't smell marijuana smoke. I mean, he can now claim to have smelled anything he wants, right?
Well, you know, I would think that if you're going to do that, you'd be smart enough to keep the windows closed, but...
Well, it was coming through the door, actually. In point of fact, it was
an apartment.
It was an apartment building. It was in a hallway, and so it was allegedly, you know, coming underneath the door. But either way, we're going to let you go. Your phone's a little scratchy, but thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Don't hesitate to call us back any old time you want to at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. clearly the police aren't here to protect us.
Yeah, I always get offended when people say that, because I've been in situations where, you know, before I came to the Ideas of Liberty, I called the cops because I needed a cop. They show up after the fact, you know, the act has already happened.
How can they do anything but that, generally? I mean, you know, most of their call, you know, most of their response times, even if you're 7 or 8 minutes, I mean, the cops are minutes away when seconds count.
And I don't know what world this guy's living in where he, every time the police go in, it's always a cache of weapons with the drugs. I'm sorry. I've known some drug dealers in my day, and not one of them was the kind of person who was going to go down blasting if he or she was raided by the police. I mean, even if they owned a gun, they weren't the kinds of
they're
people.
They're business people. I mean, they want to live to sell another day, if nothing else.
Right. So that's preposterous. And
maybe in Los Angeles County, I can't speak to what it's like out there.
I can say I've known many drug dealers in Los Angeles.
You live there.
Yeah, not just marijuana, but like hard drugs. I don't know if any of them ever owned a weapon.
So they weren't brandishing it or flashing it in front of you at any point. Okay, so beyond our personal testimonials, which would be easy for somebody to just dismiss who was coming from his position, go ahead and start looking at online stories about police raids. There are countless stories people who've been slaughtered, innocent families who have been killed in these police raids. In many cases, the police find no drugs, or they'll find like a baggie of pot, like a gram of marijuana or something like that, and people end up getting killed over this.
Yeah, and their dogs. Generally, the people that support this are usually people who have worked for the law enforcement apparatus at some point, or they're people who are completely uninformed in this area, because you know, when you talk about 4.5 SWAT raids per hour in this nation, you're talking about a lot of raids, and you're going to assume that every one of those people has an AK-47 with 500 rounds ready to smoke every cop that comes through the door. How many police are killed in drug raids every year?
No, it doesn't happen.
It almost never happens. Cops are killed in vehicle accidents. That's what they're killed in.
It's an incredibly safe profession in comparison to a number of other professions.
Oh, yeah, they're not even in the top 10 list.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. Cops are more likely to get struck by lightning than shot and killed in a drug raid.
I'm not looking for police to get killed. That's not what I'm looking for, because I believe in the preservation of life, but probably most importantly because it's a huge tax drain on the average on the average taxpayer in that town. You've got all this big write-off to the family and all that other stuff.
And we're at the funeral with all the lavish parade and everything.
I mean, I'm sorry, but these cops, their higher-ups are the ones who send them in on this stuff. If somebody wants to smoke marijuana, they should be able to do that.
So we were talking about this court case, and last hour we kind of gave you the rundown. It was an 8-1 decision by the U.S. Supreme Court, basically saying that, yeah, the cops can just come to your front door and claim to smell marijuana, allegedly knock, and then if they hear something that they think is you getting rid of the evidence, I don't know what that means. What does that mean? I think he's getting rid of the evidence. They can just bust into the door.
They couldn't hear my toilet flushing from my door.
Right. So here's a little more about what happened in that particular story. The issue, the case concerned exceptions to the Fourth Amendment required the police need a warrant to enter a home. The issue was whether warrantless entry was justified after the officer's knock on the door triggered a reaction inside that sounded like the destruction of evidence. Police were only at the man's apartment building because they were chasing another man who sold cocaine to a police informant. The man entered King's building and ducked into an apartment. The officers heard a door slam in a hallway, but by the time they were able to look down the hallway, they saw only two closed doors. They didn't know which one the suspect had gone through, but smelling burnt pot, chose the apartment on the left. In fact, the suspect had gone into the apartment on the right. Police eventually had arrested him too, but prosecutors later dropped charges against him for reasons that were not explained in court papers.
So, you know, this is the dirty part of it all. You know, we don't know what door he went into. Jim, do you smell pot coming from this door? Yes, Earl, I do.
Well, Earl.
I let's knock on the door. Jim, knock, knock, knock.
Hark, what's that I hear?
It's the police. Does it sound like the suspect is flushing that marijuana down the toilet to you? Yes, Earl, it does.
Well, how can they tell the difference between marijuana and urine?
And a poop.
Kaboom! They'll figure it out once they come in and they can take a look around the apartment.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and that's a rundown of where we're at in the police state of America. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, Zenpacks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the site. The last several years' worth, going all the way back to 2006, if you click into the archive section, you'll get that much, and it's all for free. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. It's easy and free at freetalklive.com.
The Ruger
Gunsight Scout Rifle is an affordable, versatile, reliable rifle. It'll deliver 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles, the perfect do-it-all bolt-action rifle where rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical tactical. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, the one rifle you have to have if you can have only one. You check it out at Ruger.com and pick it up at your local gun dealer, Ruger.com.
Let's continue with you, your thoughts, so we continue with Tom, listening in Maryland. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Meg, and Mark. Tom in Maryland.
Hello there.
Hey, go ahead with your thoughts.
I heard the previous caller, you know, that when you need the cop argument, and I think that when you have yourself in a position of you're going to justify, he's justifying the job, the government, you know, the government employee justifying his existence, that when you need a cop, and I know you pointed out that usually it's, you know, you call them after the fact. I've been burglarized a couple of times mm-hmm. over the years. Nothing was ever recovered. You hit that on the head. And,
by the way, if you want to recover something after a burglary, you can probably do as good as better of a job by going and checking all the pawn shops in the area.
Oh, yeah, and plus the cops will take things from your house as evidence, and you don't get that back unless the person is caught or after 3 or 5 years, depending on the place, it's destroyed. So the cops end up taking more stuff than is actually taken.
I've never heard
cases.
Of that. That actually happened to you?
Oh, that happened to me.
Wow.
And this topic that you're getting, you know, just to even get into this, it sprawls out, you know, and of it just brings up so many things along the lines of, you know, what do we really need? What do we really not need? If you look back, you know, over a century ago or whatever, there was hardly any gun laws. You know, people had common sense and they knew how to use it. And, you know, if you talk about freedom issues amongst certain folks, I mean, I try not to too often just to argue with, I really don't like to argue, but, you know, you will often find the mindset of some people, you know, if it were left up to them, we would just remain slaves to, you know,
well, they like the comfort.
20,000 plus gun laws, and who knows how many million laws on the books at the Library of Congress. And a lot of times, there's no better slaves to have than those who will justify their own enslavement and keep it that way.
Mm-hmm. It's a convenient way to think. Look, we got farmers that grow food. We got grocery store employees that put the groceries on themselves. We've got guys with funny hats and little tin badges that keep us safe. I mean, that's the way.
It's a nice fantasy.
Yeah, it's a fantasy. Unfortunately, there's instances where those guys that have those little tin badges and those funny hats, they'll often, when power corrupts. So they'll be corrupted by the power in some small or some large. You don't know which ones are going to be affected.
Or worse, they'll be attracted to the power, and that means they were already corrupt to begin with.
Right.
And you ever notice the self-righteousness oftentimes of these folks?
Oh my goddess. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look online on any police... what do you call them? Police, like, hangout
forums?
Websites, forums,
yeah.
Blogs.
I go to MashCop sometimes.
Or Police1.com, and just looking at the comments that these people make. I mean, it's really an us versus them mentality. It's really looking down their nose at everybody else that's not a police officer or a family member of a police officer.
They don't know what it's like.
It's just despicable.
Getting paid, you know, after 20 years I work, I get a pension after that. You know, every day, day in and day out, sitting in a squad car dealing with other bureaucrats telling me what to do. Nobody knows what it's like to be a cop. Every day I face dangers.
Right, and I like that you pointed out that it's not even in the top 10. I mean, there's so many more jobs that are so much more dangerous. Ask any electrician or lineman.
Wasn't garbage men more dangerous than cop?
The list tends to change. I do know that fisherman is more dangerous, as is the high-power lineman guy, the guy who goes up there. I mean,
those poor guys
get blown off those things all the time.
At one point, I had a job that was listed on there. It was a pizza delivery, you know?
Yeah.
You don't know what you're walking into.
Yeah.
No doubt. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that will be all. I know there's other callers awaiting, and I really appreciate you getting to me so quickly. Thank you.
Good thoughts, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I mean, I like the idea of having people out there to provide protection services. If only that's what they were doing.
Yeah, they're not protecting anything.
No, well, they are protecting the state, and they're protecting their own legitimacy. And
yeah, but that doesn't actually exist. You know?
Okay, true.
It's not a tangible thing.
Right. They're not protecting your house or myself or anything like that.
They're not protecting anything.
Correct. They'll protect each other, I suppose. Yeah. But, yeah, I wish that were true. I mean,
according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, cops made number 10 on the list.
Hey,
most recently.
The government list, though.
Well, it is. And the thing you have to understand is when people consider the danger of the job, and it also depends on the list you look at. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's another one just, you know, the next one down. But the first one of the Google search came up with cop at number 10.
What do you search for? Most dangerous jobs?
Most dangerous, 10 most dangerous jobs in the U.S. But that was the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And they're counting police killed in automobile accidents. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that the average person, when they think about police do a dangerous job, think to themselves, oh, yeah, they're out on the road a lot, and they could get into automobile accidents.
Right.
Not to mention the fact that these guys will pull people over on the side of the road, they'll leave their car somewhat into the road, they'll get smacked off the highway as a result. I mean, part of the reason that their job is dangerous is because they're, you know, hassling people over, you know,
nonsense.
5, 10, 15, 20 miles an hour of the limit. I don't know how fast is too fast. Sometimes too fast is dangerous for a particular area. Sometimes they're just doing revenue collection.
Yeah, and I do think as the state becomes more tyrannical, the job of police officer will become more dangerous because when you just basically piss off your entire country, people are going to lash out, and
at
the
some
cops
point,
are the face of that tyranny.
It's true. At some point, they might lash out.
Also, from HowStuffWorks.com, you got number 1, logger, number 2, pilot, number 3, fisherman, number 4, iron and steel worker, number 5, garbage collector, number 6, farmer, rancher.
Wow.
Number 7, roofer. People fall off those things. Number 8, electrical power installer, repairer. Number 9, sales, delivery, and other truck drivers. Truck drivers are out there a lot, too. Number 10, taxi drivers and chauffeurs. So they didn't
not
make
even
that
list. Where was that from?
That one was from HowStuffWorks.com.
So, they probably cite their source as well. There's probably a source that they're...
I don't see it here.
Well, anyway. It would be nice if the police actually provided protection services. I mean, if that's what they were doing, if the police were actually peace officers instead of law enforcement officers, if it was their sole job to restore the peace, if the peace was violated by somebody who was violent, then I would be such a supporter of the police in that case. But that's not their sole job. Their main job is to harass people who have not harmed other individuals.
It's from the editors of Publications International Limited.
Their interest is to put people, warm bodies, in cages, most of whom have never aggressed against another human being. And
at least not
that
in that instance.
It's wrong for them.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
Extendivite. We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0444. 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in, toll free, bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
Oh, and those features include news updates, so if you want, you can follow our email updates or Twitter or Facebook. Different ways for you to get the latest about Free Talk Live. You can go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That's news.freetalklive.com. And by the way, I want to re-welcome our listeners on XM's America's Talk, which is now channel 166 on XM. They came on board about a month and a half ago to start taking the weeknight edition of the show, and they were doing officially it was from 10 to midnight Eastern Time, so taking the last 2 hours of Free Talk Live. But right out the gate, we ended up having all 3 hours on because I guess the show they were going to put on from 9 to 10, something happened, technical difficulties they encountered, and so they kept using Free Talk Live in that first hour to fill the gap. Now it turns out somebody dropped the ball with that other show. It has fallen through. So we are now officially on from 9 to midnight every single night.
Sweet.
On XM's America's Talk. So XM listeners now getting all 3 hours. I mean, they've been getting all 3 hours, but now it's official. So we can say
officially getting all 3 hours.
Welcome. Right. Does it sound different now that it's official? So welcome back aboard here. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Frank is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Meg, and Mark. Hello, Frank.
Good evening.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah, I was really disappointed with the recent Supreme Court decision.
The one where the police can basically claim to smell marijuana and kick your door in?
Absolutely. It violates the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and 229 years of Supreme Court precedents. So there's definitely a problem with the intellectual capabilities of those on the Supreme Court not being able to adequately interpret the Constitution as it is written. And that's very frightening to me, because once the legal system is perverted, then the whole system is doomed to catastrophe. I think of Nazi Germany, or I should say Carl Schmitt, the famous Nazi jurist who you know, was in charge of the German High Court during the Nazi reign. And the tremendous crimes against not only German law, but German law that pre-existed before the Weimar Republic is frightening. And I see that same historical parallel right now.
Man, there are a lot of people who've been involved, who perhaps were raised in Russia or in Nazi Germany, and they look at what's happening in this country, and they say, get me out of here, because I see it happening all over again. We've had them call and tell us that.
Exactly. And what I fear, too, is the fact that now it's going to be, they're over 2 million people on the Do Not Fly list. And we know that Al-Qaeda was the creation of the CIA and the Mossad and the MI6. It's been used as the boogeyman to justify interventions into countries where the U.S. and its allies rape the sovereignty of those nations. And to have this situation now with regard to the privacy within one's home and illegal searches and seizures is, you know, a tremendous violation of American law. And maybe if this is what the legal system is doing, maybe it's time for everyone to say, gee, maybe we don't have to pay taxes. We
can't
We cannot support this criminal regime that has perverted our legal traditions and our values with no due process or no possible remedy.
I'm with you, Frank. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I hope that Americans have the fortitude to stop paying taxes at some point.
Yeah, I don't see the legal system here as being the bigger problem. I see the complacency of the American people being the bigger problem. But
that's what has led us here.
Yeah,
that
has stemmed out of the government school. So
the problem with it is that when you talk about, you know, the complacency of the American people, you're talking about the complacency of 300 million people. I don't get to decide. I'm not complacent. I work pretty hard. And you know, so how do you whip up the other people? I shouldn't have to whip up other people.
Man, if we can
My
easily whip
should
up
be
people.
Secure themselves. Also, I don't think these jurists on the Supreme Court are making any kind of mistake. I think they know exactly what they're doing. I mean, they're subverting the law.
Of course, they're working on increasing the police state, as they've been doing time after time. It's very rare that the Supreme Court will rule in the favor of freedom. Very rare. Let's continue with your calls here and your thoughts. Tim is listening in Indy to WXNT. Hello, Tim. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Good evening. Back on your law enforcement thing, have any of the three of you ever ridden with the police?
Yes, absolutely.
Yep. In a low-income area?
In Keene, New Hampshire.
I've ridden alongside a cop on my bicycle in Skid Row, so.
Oh, that's funny.
Why do you ask? If you want to see me riding along with a cop, you can go and search for Keene Police Ride Along on YouTube. You'll find a 5-part series where we have a nice conversation with Keene Police's Lieutenant Maxfield about various different issues.
Okay. Well, I just thought it might be worth your while to go to L.A. You're in L.A., right?
No, we're in Keene, New Hampshire.
Keene, New Hampshire. Meg has lived in L.A. in the past, however.
Oh, okay. Well, I would suggest that you go to a big city where there are ghettos and low-income housing and lots of crime. And instead of your attitude seems to be coming from a strictly victim standpoint versus being a law violator, where it is a whole lot different than the... you're talking about victimless crimes to the extent that burglary or having your car stolen... There is a victim there, but there's not a whole lot the police can do about those kind of things because there's no evidence to track.
Well, the police could do a lot about those things by ignoring the war on drugs and not fighting the war on drugs.
Right. There's plenty of cops, and most of them are focused towards things like finding people with drugs and things like that. If their superiors wanted them to actually be focused in protecting people and their property, which is what they print on the side of their car, like that could happen, right?
You don't think just their mere presence deters crime?
I do think that their mere presence deters crime. I absolutely do think that that's the case. But I don't think that... But I also like to point out, wait a second, I think that also their mere presence also instigates crime because their presence enforces the current gun laws as things are today, and that means that people are deterred from carrying protection around on themselves.
Especially in bigger inner cities.
Yeah, especially in large cities. So therefore, people who would be able to otherwise protect themselves, are not able to. So I think it's a wash. I mean, these same cops that will, I know some of them will throw themselves in front of bullets for you. Those same cops will throw cuffs on you for doing what the Constitution says that you're supposed to be able to do. What is your God-given right? Wouldn't you agree?
To do drugs?
Do I do drugs?
No.
Do you mean illegal drugs or legal drugs?
Do you mean it's your God-given right to do drugs?
All three of you admitted that you know drug dealers, so I'm assuming you used drugs in the past.
I have used drugs in the past, yeah.
I have used drugs in the past. Yeah, absolutely.
Illegal drugs.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so
what?
That answers my question.
So what?
What was the question?
You feel it's your God-given right to do illegal drugs.
Oh, I believe I have a right. I said it was your God-given right to own a gun. Do you think it's not?
No.
Wait,
I'm very conservative. I'm very pro NRA, all that happy stuff.
Okay, great. If you think that it's your right to own a gun, don't you think it's your right to smoke pot?
No.
Well, how can you use the apparatus of government to keep me from growing a plant in my backyard, drying it out, and smoking it?
So
don't you think that's a big government program? You have to hire a lot of cops in order to enforce that?
Because there's a law that says you can't do it.
There's a law that says you can't possess a gun. You think that, and apparently you think that people should be able to possess them. So I'm not asking you whether or not you're saying it's legal. I'm asking you whether or not you think it's just.
Absolutely, because there's a law that says you cannot.
Do you think the 20,000 gun? Wait,
Mark, you didn't let him finish his sentence. There's a law that says what?
You can't be in possession of illegal drugs.
There's laws that says you can't be in possession of guns. Do you think that that is just?
What law says that?
Oh my gosh!
There are 20,000 laws that restrict gun ownership in this country.
You're the one.
You can't even own a gun in Chicago.
You're the one talking.
You're the one talking about these
inner cities. I'll tell you what. I'll bring you back here. We'll continue the discussion in a moment. 800-259-9231. You can't carry a gun in New York City either.
Practically.
You
can't even possess it.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And May.
And Mark.
And Mark, who is going to calm down for a little bit while we continue our discussion here with Tim. I understand that Tim has upset you a little bit, Mark.
Tim is stonewalling.
Well, we're going to bring Tim. Is Tim still with us here listening in Indy to WXNT? Tim, did you hang with us there?
Yes, sir, I did.
All right, so there are a few statements that you made a moment ago that I want to clarify. I want to get some clarification on here in a moment regarding rights and the gun laws. And did you actually say, first of all, you said you're a supporter of the Second Amendment, you're a supporter of the right to bear arms?
Absolutely, and let me explain something. I just been listening to your show for the first time for about 15 minutes.
So. Oh, wow. Welcome aboard. This is going to be this is a shocker, okay. Isn't it?
So, we are not liberals.
I'm now gathering that.
Okay.
I agree completely. Nothing should trump the Second Amendment. These cities, states, whatever, that have these, I find it really difficult in my travels to have to cross the state line, get out, unload my weapon, put it in the trunk, blah, 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 whatever. Yeah, no, I agree.
Okay, what about the Fourth Amendment? What should trump the Fourth Amendment?
Give me a little information on that.
Well, the Fourth Amendment says that it's the right of the people to be secure in their persons. And I would think that if I'm secure in my person, that I should be able to put in my person what I wish, whether it's a fatty cheeseburger, a delicious candy bar, or, hey, a joint.
I'm
not saying you gotta like it. There's lots of people out there that don't want you to eat hamburgers. You know that, right? Should those people be able to tell you what you can eat?
Actually, myself, but that's because I'm overweight. But yeah.
Well, there are people that don't want you to eat hamburgers because of the cute little baby calves that you might grind up.
Oh, give me a break.
Well,
that's how we feel about people who don't like appreciate us using whatever drugs we use. Because give me a break. I mean, it's my body. Who are you to tell me what I can and can't do if I'm not doing anything to you? I mean, you didn't know if I used drugs or not when you called in. And it took me telling you that I have used them before you even knew it. So how has that affected you or anybody else for that matter?
I don't know if that's a solid argument. The fact that I've got a son that's a drug user, and it tears my family up simply because of what it's led him to.
Do you think that your son would be better off if he was put in a cage for 10 years?
What? Oh, he's talking about simply jail. No, it might wake him up.
Are you serious? You really think that you think that your son should go to jail for 10 years?
Turn him in.
Well, again, I'm not saying he's a dealer.
It doesn't matter, dude. If he's got a couple baggies of pot, he's a dealer by what the law says. If you've got pot in multiple baggies, then and a scale to check the weight, you know, maybe you're working in the black market, you don't know what you're getting, you put them on a scale to check the weight when you buy it, you're a dealer, according to what the law says in most places. But let's get back to the discussion of rights here, because I feel like there's a little bit of confusion on this issue. And so, question for you. What does it mean to have rights? What are rights? Where do they come from?
Constitution and God. Okay.
Well, no, it's not. It's not both. It's either or. So, you know, which
Constitution
one?
Constitution actually can't give you anything. It's just a piece of paper.
I was going to get to that point. But does it come from a piece of paper that men wrote, or does it come from something a little higher than that?
Well, if you go to the very root of the Constitution, it supposedly was the thought of godly men who wrote the Constitution. Therefore, you can argue that their religious beliefs led them to write the Constitution.
Do you feel like, if you believe that rights come from the Constitution, do you feel as though rights did not exist prior to the U.S. Constitution?
That's a good question. I guess you're asking me to be a philosopher at this point. I don't think I'm a very good one.
It's an honest answer. How about this question? Do you believe that people outside of the jurisdiction, so-called, of the United States do not have rights?
In some countries.
Yeah, see, you've got a really screwed up idea of what rights are.
Well, those countries don't recognize those rights, but you do believe they actually have the rights. You think that people in Iran can write whatever they want in a newspaper or possess a gun because that's what God gave them the right to do, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, so, well, in that case, by Mark's rephrasing of that, it sounds like you do support rights, but let's get into a little more detail on what exactly rights are. I don't believe in a God that hands down things from on high. I'm not a monotheist. I'm a pantheist. But I believe that rights are an idea that people have come to because it's beneficial. It's mutually beneficial for the concept of rights to exist. Yes. Otherwise, you know, we'd all just go around destroying things and hurting each other. But we realized as human beings that it's best when we cooperate. We can live longer, we can live happier lives, and more fruitful and fulfilling lives if we cooperate with one another. And so the idea of rights was created in order to help propagate the species, in order to help propagate happiness and you know, wonder of humanity spreading throughout the globe.
Yeah. It's an ability that we have, so why not use it for the better?
It is it's a mutually beneficial idea that when everyone agrees to it, it works really, really well. And, of course, we've seen as the government, you know, plenty of examples of these people calling themselves government. They're just men and women. They don't respect the ideas of rights. They talk about it. They put it in their constitution. They act as though that they're supposed to respect the ideas. That's what they, you know, they pander to that concept. But they don't, in point of fact, actually respect it. Because if they did respect rights, they would respect one of the most primary rights, which is your right to you. Your right to choose you and what you do with you, whether it's eating those hamburgers or smoking a joint or drinking some alcohol or whatever, you know, touching yourself, whatever it is you want, having sex with somebody else of a consenting adult. There are all kinds of things that you get to choose. Some of them are good. Some of them are bad. Some of them are, you know, moderation, good slash bad, whatever. You get to make these choices, and shouldn't you be able to make those choices, regardless of what someone in a robe or someone in a funny hat or somebody calling themselves a legislator has to say about it?
Well, what you're saying to me in my simple mind then says that there shouldn't be any government.
Well,
I think the government
exactly.
I think the government has to exist because people govern themselves, and they're always going to want protection from other people. So people are going to bind together in whatever way they bind together. What I'm against is a big government telling you how you have to live your life. And if and I'm willing to take steps towards freedom. I'm going to take steps there. I'm not saying, hey, let's dissolve the government as it exists today. But I do think that the government as it exists today is an unjust organization. Wouldn't you agree with that?
For the biggest part, yeah.
Thanks for the call tonight, Tim. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I mean, if there was such a thing as a government that actually respected rights, like consistently, and that was their only job was to protect your rights, and that they wouldn't protect those rights by violating them as this current government does, because the sales pitch with government is, well, they're here to keep you safe and protect your rights, but in order to so-called protect you, which of course we've already proven that they don't do that, they protect themselves, but in theory, in order to protect you, the way the government is currently set up, they have to violate your rights by threatening you with violence if you don't want to pay for their protection services, which are supposedly so valuable.
Well, that, and they have to treat everybody like a suspect if they're not part of the government. It's like, if you aren't in, you're out.
Mm-hmm. One of them or us, etc.
Yeah.
So 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And really, when we're talking about freedom and various different issues on this show, and we propose ideas that have to do with getting the government out of things and replacing them with the marketplace, the idea is we want to move towards a society where rights are actually respected. That's not radical, is it? It's not radical to suggest that you have the right to the fruits of your labor, that when you go out and you provide a product or service for somebody, that you should have the right to keep 100% of everything that you earn, and then you have the right to decide how to spend, save, or give away that money? Is that radical to suggest?
I think it's radical that we still have to defend these things anymore.
It's radical in that it's a high-level deviation from what we are used to. It mm-hmm. is a deviation from the status quo. Mm-hmm. But what people need to understand the status quo has come from was slavery. Essentially, 5,000 years of agrarian culture had resulted in people acting like they owned other people, whether those people were governments or slaveholders or whatever they were, they acted like they owned other people. And this trickled down to kings acting like they owned serfs and vassals and that kind of thing. And now it's trickled down to, well, the majority of people believe that they own the minority of people because they can tell other folks what to do.
Well, one of the things you still have the right to do is put some nicotine in your body.
Yeah, as a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast that's stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, no smoke. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com. Use coupon code FTL to get 5% off VaporStation.com.
Hour 3 is coming up. Plenty of time for your thoughts at 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated. So send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.